Welcome to the Grace to You audio blog. After you hear what John MacArthur says, stick around and find out how to get in on the conversation.
Douglas Kelly, who has written on this subject with great insight, says there is no doubt that the biblical vision of man as God's creature, whom he made in his own image, has had the most powerful effect on human dignity, on liberty, on the expansion of the rights of the individual, on political systems, on the development of medicine, on every other area of culture. How different, he writes, from the humanistic viewpoint of man as merely an evolved creature, not made in God's image because there is no God. Such a premise has enabled the Marxist totalitarian states conveniently to liquidate millions of their citizens because of the assumption that there is no transcendent person in whose image those citizens are created, no being to give those citizens a dignity and a right to exist beyond what the state determines. End quote. This point has been explored at length by Baron Erich von Kuhnelt-Liden of Austria, who may be the century's greatest scholar on questions of liberty and totalitarianism. He has written a very important book called Leftism Revisited, From Desaad and Marx to Hitler and Pol Pot, which deals with those issues. And in it, he shows that apart from the belief that mankind is created in the image of a transcendent God, the divinely derived dignity and liberty of human beings completely disappears. He says, for the genuine materialist, there is no fundamental, only a gradual evolutionary difference between a man and a pest, a noxious insect, end quote. And his conclusion is the issue is between man created in the image of God and the termite in human form. He's right. We have two options. Either we evolved out of the slime and can be explained only in a materialistic sense, meaning that we're made of nothing but the material, or we have been created by God and made in His image in a heavenly pattern. And the debate is not just biological. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not just biological. It's moral and it's spiritual. The debate gets to questions about man's dignity, about man's nature in the image of the heavenly pattern, the image of God. It asks questions about the issue of control. Who is sovereign in the universe? Who is in control? It asks, is there a universal judge? Is there a universal moral law? Is there a lawgiver? Are people to live according to God's standard? Will there be a final assessment of how men and women live? Is there a final judgment? You see, these are the questions that evolution was invented to avoid. Evolution was invented to kill the God of the Bible, not because evolutionists and materialists and naturalists didn't like God as creator, but because they didn't want God as judge. Evolution was invented in order to kill the God of the Bible, to eliminate the lawgiver, to eliminate the inviolability of His law, the binding standard for human thought and conduct. Evolution was invented to do away from universal morality and universal guilt and universal accountability. Evolution was invented to eliminate the judge and leave people free to do whatever they want without guilt and without consequences. I mean, if we just kind of summed up these two alternatives, the materialistic view would say ultimate reality is impersonal matter. No God exists. The Christian view says ultimate reality is an infinite, personal, loving God. The materialistic view says the universe was created by chance without any ultimate purpose. The Christian view says the universe was lovingly created by God for a specific purpose. The materialistic view says man is the product of impersonal time plus chance plus matter. As a result, no man has eternal value or dignity nor any meaning other than that which is subjectively derived. The Christian view says man was created by God in His image and is loved by God. Because of this, all men are endowed with eternal value and dignity. Their value is not derived ultimately from themselves, but from the source, transcending themselves, God Himself. The materialistic view of morality says, morality is defined by every individual according to his own views and interests. Morality is ultimately relative because every person is the final authority for his own views. Christian view says morality is defined by God and immutable because it is based on God's unchanging holy character. The materialistic view says about the afterlife brings eternal annihilation or personal extinction for everyone. The Christian view says the afterlife involves either eternal life with God or eternal separation from Him, either the glories of heaven or the terrors of hell. Now, folks, let me tell you something. Which of those views you take is not a secondary issue. It is a primary issue, not only for science, but for theology. How in the world can Christianity view those as secondary issues? This is the foundation of all truth. Francis Schaeffer, the great apologist, said, if he had an hour to spend with a person on an airplane, a person who didn't know the Lord, he would spend the first 55 minutes talking about man being created in the image of God, and the last 5 minutes on the presentation of the gospel of salvation that could restore man to that original intended image. Christianity does not begin with accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. Christianity begins in Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth for purpose and destiny, which He Himself had determined.
Thanks for listening. Now go to gty.org/audioblog and get involved in the conversation. That's gty.org/audioblog.